Let's start with the Golden Gate. Nearly 1,000 years ago, for many travelers, this was where Kiev began. For a moment, try to imagine this area without the modern buildings, cars, and coffee shops around you. During the reign of Yaroslav the Wise, the Golden Gate was one of the main entrances to Kiev. Ambassadors, merchants, pilgrims, and travelers passed through it. It was part of the city's defenses, but it was also meant to make an impression. Beyond these gates stood one of the major cities of medieval Europe. Now take a closer look. You can see where the modern structure meets the ancient masonry. What stands here today is not an intact 11th century gate. Over time, the original structure fell into ruin, and in 1982, a reconstruction pavilion was built around the surviving remains. I like to start this walk here because the Golden Gate shows very clearly how Kiev lives alongside its past. The past does not always survive in its original form. Sometimes only fragments remain. Sometimes a landmark is rebuilt. But the memory of a place lives on. With the Golden Gate, you can see this even in the name. Only part of the ancient gate survives. Yet today, Golden Gate refers not only to the monument itself, but also to the square, the metro station, and the surrounding neighborhood. Now let's head to Rejtarska Street. It's only a short walk from here, but the city feels different there. Once you reach Rejtarska, we'll continue.